Time for What's Happening.
Seems like they're always coming out with new apps, but I'm not sure how useful some of them are.
Introducing the new app.
It's an app called...
Just heard about a new app.
There's a new app.
There's an app for that. Oh, there's a new app for that. What's Happening, brought to you by our friends at MacEdge Bowlerama Plaza in Portsmouth. Check them out at MacEdge.com/buzz. And they're Verizon dealer
yeah,
now.
You can get the new iPhone 8 there.
Yeah. So beautiful.
Yeah.
So check them out, you know. And great service as well. Just their licensed, authorized Apple Center.
I just got an Apple Watch there last week.
I know. I saw you. I went in when you were there.
Yeah, that's right.
I walked in. He's like, I got an Apple Watch. I can see it. The box is about 3 feet long. I can see that it's an Apple Watch. He was all excited.
He's very excited.
Are those cupcakes free?
so do you get cupcake alerts on your...
I do, yeah.
Okay.
It sniffs everything.
So what does it do? I mean, like, my daughter's got one. Yeah. She went and got it there. And so what do you...
It's really good for fitness, which I'm not really that good at, but...
It's really good for fitness.
So, like, if I'm sitting...
How would you know it's really good for fitness if you're really not good at it?
Because it's got a lot of cool features. So, like, if I'm sitting down all day, like, every hour it tells me to stand up and walk around. I always hit the dismiss button, but still, it tells you...
You can ignore it and put dismiss.
Yeah, you can ignore it if you want. You can hide it for the day.
It's really good at it, so it reminds you to stand up,
and
you just ignore it.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see why it would be helpful.
It also tells you to breathe.
Yeah.
Like, once in a while, it tells you to breathe. I ignore that one, too, once in a while.
Are you forgetting to breathe? I mean, what, are you in a spin class where they yell at you and tell you, don't forget to breathe, like I needed to be reminded like a moron?
It's like to take a deep breath. You know, take a little... quick break to take a deep breath.
What it tells you to do. Does it monitor your breathing? Like, is it reading
It does your heart rate.
Yeah.
It does your heart rate. Not really your breathing, but...
Okay. All right.
It checks your heart rate every once in a while, and then it'll notify you if your heart rate is off or whatever.
Which is cool. Has it said, hey, man, slow down, your heart rate is racing? Does it do
Not
that?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Because your heart hasn't raced.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And it counts your steps?
Yeah, it counts your steps.
So... Did you walk? I knew you went to the fair on Saturday. Yeah. I didn't run into you, but we were looking for each other. Did it count how many steps you took?
I didn't check, actually.
How did it count how many funnel cakes you ate?
That was a lot, so no.
Beep, 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 beep.
I had a lot of funnel cakes and stuff like that. So.
Okay.
I ate very bad that day.
All right. Well, that's a fair. That's what happens.
It was supposed to.
All right. Yeah. So Gizmo is our web guy. He's always on top of the new apps that are being released and stuff like that. And you can email him. If you have a cool app that you just kind of stumbled into or found or a friend turned you on to, let us know about it. Because I definitely want to know about it.
Yeah.
So let us know at...
gizmotheweb@gmail.com.
Okay. Yeah. I talked... Before you get to yours, I talked to one about one the other day, and that we never presented it during this segment. It's called Mr. Number. Okay. Mr. Number. Like, I don't know about you, but for a while, I was getting these calls from Moline, Iowa, and, you know, and some of them would be in places like Chicago, Illinois, and I don't answer numbers I don't recognize anymore. I just don't.
Yeah.
And the ones that don't leave messages are that you figure they're spam calls. Well, this will tell you. It highlights it and says potential spam, right? So then you hit it on the app, Mr. Number, and it says this has been it's linked to student loans, and it says it's been blocked by, you know, 25,000 people. And so you can look at it and go, boop, block, never come through your phone again.
That's awesome. I get those calls all the time telling me I want a cruise or whatever.
Right. So Mr. Number is one that I would recommend to you.
That sounds really cool.
And it seems like it works pretty well because I don't even see them anymore. The calls they've stopped. So
that's awesome.
It works.
I get them all the time, like at night and you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what do you got?
So the iOS just was released, iOS 11. That's a new Apple iPhone software, so you can upgrade to that. There's been a few bugs, but it's not too bad.
I haven't gotten my update thing yet.
You should, if you go in your settings, it should say there's an update.
Right.
And then it's got a new whole App Store in it. The App Store has a whole new look. So that's pretty cool. One of my first apps is the new file app in the new iOS. You can store zip files, you can store MP3s, you can store movie files, all within this files folder on your iPhone, which is pretty cool. It's kind of like if you have a Mac computer, it's like the Finder.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like that, which is pretty cool. Easy way to find your files on your iPhone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Another cool app called No Wait. Now, this is perfect if you're about to go to a restaurant with your family and, you know, you don't want to wait to get a seat. It'll tell you the wait time, and a lot of restaurants now you can make a reservation right on this app.
I use OpenTable.
OpenTable's great too.
OpenTable's a great app if you want to make reservations for a restaurant. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, this one's called No Wait. Now, restaurants who don't have reservations, you can look at the wait time.
Also, what I found with OpenTable is if you go to the app and it says no table available, call anyway. Yep. Because sometimes the app takes a little bit to refresh if somebody canceled. So don't give up on a place you want to go to if it says that it's not available.
Yeah, you can always call and double check and stuff like that. Yep. But it's a great app to check to see how long the wait time is. There's all over New England the restaurants on this app called No Wait. Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you about something?
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just an app or the website, but Domino's Pizza has this tracking device.
Oh, yeah.
So it tells you, like, they just tossed your dough.
Yeah.
Oh, they just put on sauce. You have just had quality check on your pizza. Oh, your pizza's now in the car going to your house. And it's like they put like a little
tracker. It tells you their name, too.
Who's looking. Somebody's really following that.
They did it just for fun.
Just space it out.
I can get that on my watch, too.
No, it's like, Jose just quality checked your food.
You think
so
Jose's entering that in, you think?
And
I
then,
put hamburger on it, better tell her I put hamburger.
I don't know. And then Amanda put it in the vehicle to go deliver. I was watching it just because it was so much fun.
They plug in the people's names, and it's the same countdown, and they shoot it out. God bless Domino's. I love the pizza, but, you know. I think it's a program.
Okay. I thought it was cool.
Kelly thinks it's robotic. He doesn't know if it's real.
It came out a while ago, and I like when they brought the pizza, I confirmed that their name was real.
Well,
it was.
See, they just plug it in. They punch in, the name goes in, and they plug the name into the thing.
Yeah, Eric's on shift. Boom, Eric gets in there. Okay, what else you got?
Another app called Google Duo. It's just like FaceTime, but now you can basically, because FaceTime, you can only FaceTime someone else on an Apple device. Yep. Well, this Google Duo, you can do some... it's not FaceTime, but you can duo someone on an Android phone or iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of.
Huh. So it's like, but it's FaceTime, but for a non-iPhone.
Because like my mom doesn't have an iPhone, but my kids always want to FaceTime her. I'm like, you can't. She doesn't
So
have
on
it.
Your iPhone, you can get Google Duo and FaceTime someone.
Awesome.
Or
we'll try
I don't
that
know
out.
What you call Duo.
On an Android.
Yeah.
On an Android.
So it's cool. It's called Google Duo.
Okay.
Another app called Finding Rover. Actually, Kelly sent me this. He checked his email and he got an email from someone.
Unbelievable. Yeah, Kelly Brown contributing to the show.
Yeah,
wow.
Ordered it to me.
Can you remind me what it was?
It's called Finding Rover.
I bet he found Rover.
Did you just say you fast-forwarded it to him?
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Fast-forwarded
to him? That's crazy. All
I was
right.
like, whoa, I got an email from Kelly?
So it's called what again?
It's called Finding Rover. It's a face recognition app for pets. So you basically scan your pet within this app. And if your pet goes missing, you can scan their face, and it'll tell you whose pet it is. It's just pretty cool. Like, if you don't have one of those microchips in your pet, or if you don't have a collar, or the collar got lost, or
so
whatever.
If I find a pet, I scan it, and this is that belongs to Kelly Brown. Okay.
Yeah, and if you have a pet, you can scan your pet in this, too, so it's in this app.
Okay. I thought it was in case the dog wants to get into your phone. It's got to have the facial recognition.
Hey, Diego, away from there.
Yeah, right. So
that's probably going to come out eventually with this.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have one. I don't know if you've have you heard of the TPH TBH app?
No.
It apparently is. It's become the number one free app on the Apple App Store. TBH. To be honest.
Oh.
It has become the number one app very, very quickly because it's about improving the mental health of millions of teens. A month after its release, it zoomed to number one on the free app store, and it works by letting users send anonymous compliments. Like, you got the best smile to their friends and contacts. Unlike any other anonymous apps, TBH only allows positive messages.
Good.
It's like the anti-cyberbullying thing, where it's about making people feel good, saying good things to people. To be honest, the TBH app. You sign up with your first and last name, you select your school, your gender, your grade. The app then asks questions like, who's always nice to talk to, four friends, blah, blah, blah. And it basically helps people say nice things to each other and about each other, which I thought was pretty cool.
That's cool.
That everything happens nowadays is exactly the opposite of that. So.
Yeah, like that Sraha app we talked about, where you can ask anonymous questions.
Yeah.
It can be bad stuff.
Mm-hmm. So. The TBH app. So there you go.
That's
all
cool.
Right. So what's happening? Email Gizmo.
GizmoTheWebGuy@gmail.com.
And there you go. That is our what's happening.
Seems like they're always coming out with new apps, but I'm not sure how useful some of them are.
Introducing the new app.
It's an app called.
Just heard about a new app.
There's a new app.
There's an app for that.
Yeah. Thanks to our friends at MacEdge. We come back with Kelly Brown, who has news when we return right after this.
Okay, stand by.
Let's go.